Developing a strong mindset is essential for achieving your goals and maintaining mental well-being. A solid morning routine can set a positive tone for the rest of your day. In this video, we're diving into 7 simple yet transformative habits inspired by Stoic philosophy that will help you build an unbreakable mindset. Step 1. Wake up early. Not only is getting up early a habit, it's also a way of life that comes from the lessons of Stoicism. The Stoics believe that time is one of the most valuable things in the world. They knew that the way you start the day determines how the rest of the day will go. You're not just getting ahead of the world when you get up early. You're also deciding to take charge of your life, put your growth first, and commit to living in a proactive way. Think of your morning as the first part of a book. If that part gives you direction, clarity, and peace, the rest of your day will be the same. By getting up early, you give yourself time to think, make plans, and get ready. These are the only times you can really connect with yourself and the day ahead. One of the great Stoic thinkers, Marcus Aurelius, wrote a lot about how important it is to get out of bed and start the day with a plan. He thought that getting up early put us in touch with nature and our true mission. Every morning, the world starts over, and when we get up early, we join this natural routine. Setting a regular bedtime routine is important if you want to wake up early. Setting your alarm for the same time every night will help your body's clock stay in sync, making it easier to get up early. Making your room sleep-friendly means limiting screen time before bed, avoiding big meals late at night, and maybe reading an inspiring book. Do not hit the sleep button when your alarm goes off. As soon as you wake up, you've already done something important. You beat comfort and laziness in the first fight of the day. It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it, said Seneca. If you choose to wake up early, you will not waste this valuable time. Get in touch with yourself early in the morning. Start by taking a few deep breaths or being still for a few minutes. Take some time to get ready for the challenges of the day and decide to live your life according to your beliefs. Choose the traits you want to show off today, whether it's bravery, control, or kindness. Adding a morning routine, like writing in a notebook or reading Stoic texts, can help you think more clearly. Think about what you want to do today, what problems could come up, and how will you handle them in a wise and patient way. This mental preparation is very important for having a strong and resilient mind. You are telling yourself that you are serious about living your best life when you get up early. Every day, remind yourself that you have the power to change your day, and eventually, your life. Accept the early morning as a holy time for learning about yourself and growing as a person. Remember that how you start your day determines the rest of it. If you choose to wake up early, you are choosing to build a strong and purposeful life. Step 2. Practice gratitude. Think about what you're thankful for first thing in the morning. Something as easy as the warmth of your home, the comfort of your bed, or the chance to start a new day could be what you need. Now, take a moment to think of 3 things you're grateful for. This easy activity can make a big difference in how you feel and set a good mood for the rest of the day. Being thankful is strong because it trains your mind to find the good in everything. According to the Stoics, our thoughts create our bodies. If we keep thinking about what we don't have, we start to feel like we don't have enough and are unhappy. Focusing on what we do have, on the other hand, helps us feel happy and full of wealth. Epictetus, one of the most important Stoic thinkers, said that we should be thankful for both what we have and what we don't have. He thought that everything in life, even problems and difficulties, was a chance to learn and get better. We can learn to see problems as parts of our journey to becoming better, smarter, and stronger by being thankful for them. You might want to keep a gratitude journal to strengthen your practice of being thankful. Write down 3 to 5 things you're thankful for every morning. Be clear and exact. Instead of saying, "I'm thankful for my family," write something like, "I'm thankful for the laughs I shared last night with my sister." This helps you really feel thankful and enjoy the little things that make life so wonderful. Being thankful can also help you get over bad feelings like anger, frustration, and envy. When you think about what you have, you're not as likely to compare yourself to other people or dwell on what you feel is missing from your life. Instead, you feel calm and happy inside because you know you have everything you need right now to be happy. Don't forget that being grateful is more than just being thankful for the good things in your life. It's about being thankful for everything, even the hard times, problems, and failures. These things happen to you, teach you, and make you better in the end. You can train your mind to focus on the good things in your life by practicing thanks every morning. You are learning to appreciate what you have, which is the key to being truly happy. Think about how thankful you are as you go about your day. It will always help you remember to be thankful, no matter what the day brings. Step 3. Meditate or practice mindfulness. Mindfulness and meditation are important ways to build a strong and adaptable mind. According to Stoicism, these practices are not only about finding inner peace, they are also about becoming more clear, self-aware, and in charge of your feelings. The Stoics thought that our feelings and behaviors come from the thoughts we have. We can take charge of our feelings and behaviors if we can learn to notice and manage our thoughts. Now is the time for reflection and being present. They teach your mind to be in the moment, to watch without judging, and to act instead of reacting. Do some easy meditation first thing in the morning. Find a place that is quiet and won't bother anyone. Take a deep breath in and out. Close your eyes and sit easily. Pay attention to the present time as you breathe in and out. Bring your mind back to your breath slowly if it wanders. It may seem easy to do this, but it's really very strong. It helps you calm down and concentrate, which will help you get through the day. Being mindful, on the other hand, means giving your full attention to whatever you're doing. Be aware of your actions as you drink your coffee, brush your teeth, or walk to work in the morning. Pay attention to the sounds, smells, feelings, and thoughts that come up. Don't let fears about the future or regrets about the past take over your mind. Instead, train it to stay in the present. The idea of apatheia, which is often mistaken for apathy, is one of the most important ideas in Stoicism. What it's not about, though, is being lifeless or cold. It's about not having any harmful or irrational feelings in your mind. You can reach this state of apatheia, where you're not affected by what's going on around you or inside you, by meditating and being aware. Marcus Aurelius wrote a lot about how important it is to think about yourself and be still inside. It was his belief that by looking at our own ideas and feelings, we can find peace and clarity that is not affected by the chaos in the outside world. Mindfulness and meditation are two tools that can help us become more still inside. Another strong Stoic practice is premeditatio malorum, which means to think about bad things that might happen. Picture the problems and issues you might face during the day. This is a type of visualization. Getting ready for these difficulties in your mind will help you face them with peace of mind. This doesn't mean you want bad things to happen. It just means you're getting ready to deal with them in a smart and strong way if they do. Meditation and being aware will change the way you start your day if you do them every morning. You'll become more aware of your feelings and thoughts, more present in the people you're with, and better able to handle problems. Instead of reacting without thinking, you'll learn how to answer carefully. You'll also develop inner peace and balance that will help you in every part of your life. Remember that mindfulness and meditation are not about getting into a certain mental state or getting rid of all your thinking. They're about being kind and curious as you watch your mind, accepting yourself just the way you are right now, and learning more about your own mind and heart. You'll see how they can change your life and your mind if you do them every day. Step 4. Exercise your body. Working out isn't just for making your body stronger. It's also for making your mind stronger. For the Stoics, there was a deep link between the mind and the body. They thought that taking care of the body was an important part of being good and following rules. Working out not only makes your legs stronger, but it also makes your mind and willpower stronger. You send a strong message to yourself when you work out first thing in the morning. Your words show that you care about your health, are dedicated to your well-being, and are ready to work hard to improve yourself. Setting an example of self-care and control sets the tone for the rest of your day and gives you the energy and focus to get things done. There's a reason why the Stoics believed in working out. They thought it would help them become stronger and more durable. Seneca, for instance, wrote that putting yourself through pain is a good way to strengthen your mind. By working out and pushing your body, you train your mind to deal with problems and go beyond its bounds. Pick a way to work out that you enjoy and that fits into your schedule. It could be a run, a quick walk, yoga, power training, or even martial arts. You should move your body in a way that makes you feel good and gives you energy. Start with just a few minutes every morning, and as your fitness improves, slowly add more time and effort. Also, working out is a great way to reduce stress. The body naturally makes endorphins, which make you feel good, and it also helps lower cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone. So when you work out first thing in the morning, you not only get stronger, but you also set yourself up for a day with less stress and better happiness. The thought of consistency is another part of exercise that fits with Stoic ideas. The Stoics thought that daily, steady practice made people more moral. Your mind gets stronger when you study and meditate, and your body gets stronger when you work out regularly. What matters is that you make the decision to work out every day and do something good for your body, not how hard or long you work out. Adding exercise to your morning routine can also help you become more self-disciplined. Making the choice to work out, even on days when you don't want to, makes your willpower stronger. You are showing yourself that you can make tough decisions and follow through with them, even if it's hard. You will benefit from having a strong mind in every part of your life. Remember that the point of morning exercise is not to look a certain way, but to develop a strong, disciplined, and self-care attitude. This is about taking care of the body that keeps you alive and using exercise to make your mind better and more resilient. As the day goes on, pay attention to how the movement you did in the morning affects your mood and energy. You may find that you can concentrate better, feel better, and deal with worry better. This is the power of moving first thing in the morning. It sets you up for a strong, clear, and purposeful day. Step 5. Set clear intentions for the day. Setting clear goals for the day is a strong way to change the way you think and what you do. This practice comes from the Stoic philosophy and means making sure that your daily actions are in line with your inner values and principles. It's about making a clear choice about how you want to live your life right now. Take a moment in the morning to think about what you want to achieve that day. What do you want to get done? What kind of person do you want to be? What traits do you want to have? Your goals don't need to be big or complicated. They just need to be important to you. For instance, your purpose could be to be focused and dedicated at work, to be kind and patient with others, or to be grateful and aware throughout the day. Write down your plans, no matter what they are. Speaking out loud your plans gives them strength and helps you keep them in mind as you go about your day. Many Stoics thought that we should live each day as if it were our last, with a strong desire to do something important. Living in a state of worry is not what this means. Instead, it means making the most of every moment and chance. When you make clear goals, you promise to live your day with purpose and honesty, instead of letting events or distractions take over. The idea of prohairesis, or moral choice, is one of the most important ideas in Stoicism. It's the idea that we can always choose how to react to things that happen outside of our control. One way to use this choice is to set goals. You've already decided how you're going to handle any problems or chances that come your way. It's important to be realistic and clear when you set goals that will work. Do not say something general like, "I want to be productive." Instead, say something more specific like, "I will focus on completing the top 3 tasks on my to-do list before lunchtime." This gives you a clear goal to aim for and a sense of how to act. It's also helpful to think about your goals several times a day. Check in with yourself every so often to see if you're still following through with your plans. You can gently bring yourself back to your original goal if you find that you're getting off track. A big part of Stoic theory is this practice of thinking about and changing your thoughts about yourself. It helps you become more self-aware and in control of your thoughts. Setting goals doesn't mean you have to be perfect or put too much pressure on yourself to get certain results. This is about making a choice about how you want to live and starting your day on a good note. Being proactive instead of reactive is important, as is living a life that fits your ideals and goals. Take a moment at the end of the day to think about your plans. Did you follow their rules when you lived? What went well? And how could it be better? By reviewing your goals every day, you can keep them in mind and make living with purpose and awareness a habit. You are in charge of your mind and your day when you make clear goals every morning. You've decided to live your life with meaning and focus on the things that really matter to you. This practice will help you get through the day with peace of mind, focus, and confidence. Step 6. Fuel your body with a healthy breakfast. What you eat in the morning has a big effect on how much energy you have, how focused you are, and how you feel in general all day. Eating a healthy breakfast isn't just good for your body. It also sets you up for a day of clear thought, balanced emotions, and peak performance. The Stoics thought that balance and self-control were very important. This includes how we eat. Eating healthy, nutritious foods is an example of the Stoic concept of temperance. It means making decisions that are good for your health and long-term goals instead of giving in to short-term pleasures. Eat a healthy, well-balanced breakfast to start the day. Add a protein source, a good fat source, and a complex carb source. You could have muesli with nuts and berries, eggs with veggies, or a smoothie with greens, protein powder, and avocado. These foods give you long-lasting energy and help keep your blood sugar stable, which is important for staying alert and focused. Stay away from processed foods, sugary cereals, and sweets that can make your energy go up and down. Even though these foods may give you a quick boost of energy, they can make you tired and unable to concentrate later on. Remember that breakfast isn't just to fill you up. It's also to feed your body and mind in a way that helps you reach your goals and stay true to your ideals. Another important part of a good breakfast is eating with awareness. Sit down and enjoy your food without anything else going on. For this reason, put away your phone and TV and concentrate on the act of eating. Pay attention to how your food tastes, feels, and looks. Take your time and enjoy every bite. Being more aware of your food while you eat can help your stomach and make you feel thankful for what you have. The idea of Stoicism is based on keeping things simple and staying away from extras. You can use this for your food too. A simple, low-cost meal is all you need to start the day off right. The best choice is simple, whole foods that have been treated little and are high in nutrients. This way of doing things is good for your health and fits with the Stoic ideals of simplicity and self-discipline. Think about adding foods like fresh greens, berries, nuts, seeds, and fatty fish, like salmon, that are known to help brain health and cognitive function. These foods give you important nutrients that help your brain work better and remember things. Eating a brain-boosting breakfast in the morning can help you feel more awake and ready to take on the day. Drinking water is also an important part of a healthy morning practice. Your body is usually dehydrated after a night's sleep. Drinking water first thing in the morning helps your cells get back to normal and gets your metabolism going. A glass of water before breakfast is a good idea, and you should keep drinking water all day. How you fuel your body in the morning shows how much you care about your health and how much you respect yourself. When you choose healthy things on purpose, you set yourself up for a day of clarity, focus, and energy. Eating and drinking with awareness is a powerful way to take care of your body and mind and live by the Stoic concept of moderation. Step 7. Read or listen to something inspiring. The last thing you can do every morning to keep your mind healthy is to read things that are positive, uplifting, and inspiring. This habit can help you start your day on a good note and prepare your mind for growth, learning, and resilience. According to Stoicism, one of the most important ways to grow and improve yourself is to have self-dialogue. The Stoics often read or thought about the writings of great philosophers to keep their ideals and principles in mind. You're doing the same thing every morning when you read or watch something inspiring. You're filling your mind with thoughts and ideas that help you grow as a person and make your mind stronger. Pick material that speaks to you and fits with your values and goals. If you're a Stoic, it could be a piece from Marcus Aurelius or Epictetus, a motivational podcast, a book on personal growth, or even a guided meditation. Finding something that speaks to you and helps you think and see things in a new way is important. When you read or listen to something inspiring in the morning, it can help you fight the stress and sadness that can take over your mind. It lets you take charge of your thoughts and choose to think about things that make you feel good and give you power. This practice not only makes you feel better, but it also helps you deal with problems in a calm and positive way. Think about making reading a daily habit by spending 10 to 15 minutes in the morning with an interesting book or article that excites you. You could pick a theme to work on every week, like being resilient, thankful, or aware. This focused reading can help you understand these ideas better and use them more successfully in your daily life. Writing in a journal is another strong way to get inspired in the morning. After reading or listening to something that makes you feel good, think about what you learned and how it fits into your life. Note down your ideas, what you've learned, and what you plan to do with what you've written down. This process of thinking about what you've learned helps you remember it and use it in your everyday life. Besides reading books and listening to podcasts, you could also watch a short motivational movie or listen to music that makes you feel good. Music, in particular, has a big effect on how we feel and think. Pick songs that will make you feel good and give you energy and drive. You can really start your day on a good note this way, and it can set you up for a productive and happy day. It was thought by the Stoics that our thoughts create our world and that we can make our lives more meaningful and fulfilling by thinking positive thoughts. You are actively forming your thoughts and mindset every morning by choosing to read or watch something that inspires you. You've chosen to pay attention to what is good, true, and encouraging instead of letting the bad things going on around you take over. As the day goes on, pay attention to how your morning inspiration affects your energy, mood, and relationships with other people. Most likely, you'll be stronger when things go wrong, more focused on your goals, and more in touch with your beliefs and purpose. Overall, these seven things can change your mindset and set the stage for a day of strength, clarity, and purpose. Waking up early, practicing gratitude, meditating or practicing mindfulness, working out, making clear intentions, eating a healthy breakfast, and reading or listening to something inspiring. These practices, which come from the Stoic philosophy, help you build strength, discipline, and inner peace, which makes it easier to handle life's difficulties with confidence and grace. Make these habits a daily part of your life, and you'll see your mindset get better and your life become more in line with your highest values and goals.